You've tuned in to the Lovely Travels podcast, where we talk about all things travel and adventure. My name is Emma Lovell, and I am lovely. I have a mission to visit every UN-recognised country in the world and raise awareness for mental health. Join me as we journey through my past adventures, speak to fellow travellers and interesting locals, all while following the journey to 195 countries. I'll be joined soon by my co-pilot, Darius, in Germany. You can follow my antics on Instagram at Lovely Travels and learn more about us at the website www.lovelytravels.com. But for now, it's listening time. Travel vicariously along with us.
Good afternoon. Hello and welcome to another episode of Lovely Travels podcast. With me here today, as always, is the lovely, lovely Emma.
That's me. Hello.
And today it's my turn to ask you a series of questions, each more complicated than the last.
Sounds like a web of deception and lies. I'm intrigued.
That's right. So we'll start it off. Who are you?
I am Emma. I'm Emma Lovell. I am a world traveller, as my delightful cousin Bill loves to call me. I am a world traveller. I'm passionate about travel, but I also am a businesswoman. I run a business called Lovely Communications, and I help people with their personal brand. I have a delightful husband named Matthew. I have a fur baby called T'Challa. He is called T'Challa after the movie Black Panther because my husband is a nerd.
Nerd alert.
T'Challa is the human name of Black Panther, Wakanda Forever. I'm a nerd too. But yes, so they are my little family and I live on the Gold Coast in Queensland, Australia. That's a summary for you.
Okay, and have you always lived on the Gold Coast?
No, I was born in Sydney, New South Wales, Australia. I lived there till I was 18, and then I moved to the UK for a year. My parents are English. My mum and dad are English, so majority of my extended family live in England. I have a British passport. I'm Australian by birth, British by blood. And, yeah, it was wonderful to spend a year back there in my homeland, I guess, the motherland. And then I've also lived in Canada for a very short time, and I lived in Mexico for a semester during university, and then I lived in Melbourne, and then now I live in Queensland.
Wow.
I lived in quite a few places. Sure have.
And which has been your favourite, or is it where you are now?
No, I loved living in Mexico. I would love to live in Mexico again. I think that was very much a time
because
of my life. Because of the food? Yeah. Yeah, no, it was a time of my life, you know, like it was such a pivotal time just being there in university and just very formative years and just a wonderful bunch. But I love the Mexican culture and I love the Mexican people, so I would happily live in there again. I don't think I would live in the same place that I lived. But no, I think, you know, I loved living in Melbourne for the time that I did, but when I moved away and then I went back, it was like, cool. I lived there. That was that time. Gold Coast feels like home, very much where we're living now. I love where we're living, and we have bought a house here, and we plan to buy. We bought an apartment here, and we plan to buy a house in the future. So, travel will always be a big part of my life and a big part of my future. And I have no doubt that my husband and I will live overseas again at some point. But I feel like we'll probably return to the Gold Coast.
Follow up question. Will you buy a house with stilts?
No.
Okay. Next question. Okay, well, thanks for telling me about all the places you've lived, or at least a short overview, which I'm sure we'll get into deeper on you know, country episodes.
Yeah.
Sneak peek there. What's your favourite colour?
My favourite colour is purple. And
why?
Why? No, actually, more specifically, magenta. Magenta is a sort of a shade of
bright pink,
purpley pink. Yeah, I don't know, it's bright and vibrant and feels exciting. Apparently
kind of,
it means...
Kind of like me.
Yeah, just like you. You are magenta in person. I love it. It just makes me happy. And a lot of my luggage and handbags and some of my clothing has been purple over the time, and it makes me happy.
You have, you know, as Emma, as you mentioned in the introductory episode, you have visited quite a few countries, and I'm sure it's hard to name just one favorite out of all of them, but give it your best shot.
India.
Okay, not as difficult as I expected.
No, I've been to 64 countries, but India is a standout. I've been there 10 times.
Okay. What is your favorite curry? And why is it butter chicken?
Yeah, but the thing is, like, butter chicken's so prevalent in Australia, but when you have butter chicken in India, it is so delicious. And the good thing about it is, like, it is everywhere, so it's kind of good when you're traveling around. Pretty much always know you're going to get butter chicken. I think my favorite curry would be dal makhani, which is a black lentil with a brown sauce. Even though this was completely unprompted, I would probably say butter chicken is also very up there, even though it's super sure. popular in Australia. But when you have it in India, it's so delicious. And traveling all around India, which is massive, butter chicken is such a well-known dish that you can find at most places. So it's kind of a safe, yummy, delicious bet.
I'm quite partial to the korma myself.
Oh, yeah. Veg korma, like chicken korma, lamb korma.
Any korma.
The korma strain.
Korma chameleon.
I thought we agreed before starting this that it was no singing.
A musical podcast?
No, then there was no singing on the podcast.
I'm channeling my inner Bollywood. Mm-hmm. As with everything in life, there are ups and there are downs. What is your least favorite country that you visited so far? And you know, it's always like going to be not the country's fault, but where have you been? Like, well, done that. Don't need to do it again.
Yeah, I had one in mind, and it was probably a bit of an unfair accusation. But then another one jumped to mind, which is very clear, and that is Dubai.
Right.
I have a coffee mug that's from the UAE, but I don't know really why I bought that, because I had the least favourite time ever.
Yeah. I had a chicken Big Mac in Dubai, which I thought was pretty outrageous.
I have a couple of lovely friends in Dubai, and I did get to catch up with a few people, but it just, for me, it's just completely lacking in culture. It feels empty. People really enjoy living there, but
seems I haven't visited apart from the airport, but it seems like the epicenter of like materialism.
Oh yeah, yeah. Go there and experience it. I would, if I had to pass through again, probably go to Abu Dhabi if I had to go through UAE again, because flights do go through there quite often. But I actually chose to get out. I was on my way to Bahrain, which I really loved. Absolutely loved Bahrain and can't recommend it more highly. But I cannot understand why people would go there for a week's holiday. Cannot. I was there for 2 days, and that was more than enough in my life. So yeah, sorry, that was quite an easy answer as well. So no diss to people, my friends.
Sorry, Dubai, you're cut.
You're out. I don't think my comments are going to stop people going.
What if we got like Saudi Arabia Oil Company to sponsor us? I guess they wouldn't really care what we say about Dubai. Okay, next question. Okay, you've talked a little bit about different types of curry. If you could be any animal, what would you be and why?
I believe I would love to be a snow leopard. I think they are just so magical and mystical and majestic. They are probably like my favorite animal, but I'm probably more of a lion. So that's because I have giant hair. I have a lot of pride. Pretty.
You can take down a zebra with only your mouth.
Yep. Exactly. But yeah, no, lion. I am a Leo as well by my star sign, and I do believe in them. So quite a few Leo characteristics.
My mum's a Leo.
That's why we get on so well.
That's such a Leo thing to say.
True.
Okay, so lion is surely an admirable creature. Not as admirable as certain mystical creatures. If you could be a mystical creature, what would you be?
Mystical or mythical? Both.
What's the difference?
I don't know. We should Google it.
What are you laughing at me for? You should Google it. All right, you get giggling under control. I'll find out if I'm book crap. Mystical, mythical.
How do you say mythical in Deutsch? Oh, I know how to say my answer in German. I would like to be un Einhorn.
Let me ask the question again because I feel like you were right. So, Emma, what sort of mythical creature would you like to be?
I would like to be in Deutsch un Einhorn and in English a unicorn. I mean, I don't think it's like I want to be. It's like I am a unicorn. Like I am. So, fun fact, Emma is a unicorn. Next.
And for everyone who doesn't know what a unicorn is, could you please describe such a creature?
I think if you don't know what a unicorn is and you're listening to this podcast, then you have other big things to worry about.
Emma, here is the question I've been waiting for.
I'm ready.
I'm sure everyone else has also.
Yes.
Do you have a favourite Simpsons episode?
I feel like I kind of, well, it's not my favourite. I think it was one of the most awaited, but it was the Down Under episode. It was probably one of the most talked about.
That's a good one.
But my probably other favourite was the Valentine's. With Ralph and...
choose you.
Yeah. Will you be mine? Yeah. It was beautiful. So
check it out, Lise. You can pinpoint the moment when his heart rips in two.
Isn't that episode where he goes, Miss Hoover, my dad says I'm not allowed to use scissors. Ralph, these scissors couldn't cut butter.
The Australia one is also good. Hi. Mr. Prime Minister.
I just remember the toilet, flushing the toilet thing.
Yeah.
Which is, I just think why, I wonder why people are so interested in that. But
can we do a toilet episode?
I don't think we will.
Well, we'll see what the people say. Let us know. toilets at ltp.org.
I don't think every time you want to make a topic, you need to make a new email address for us.
Just saying. I have to do is check if that domain is available.
It's a lot of admin.
Okay, it's fine. My questions have gone. Okay, solid episode choices there, Emma.
Thank you. Here's
another question. I'm sure a lot of people have asked themselves, does Emma speak more than one language?
I'll answer yes. Yes, I speak English rather well most of the time. But I also hablo un poquito español. I always say un poquito, which means a little bit, because I don't want people to speak with rapid gunfire at me. But I would say I'm quite intermediate.
Was that Italian?
It was español. Spanish. I speak Spanish. I lived in Mexico, and I learned before I went. I learned it from a book, and then when I was while I was there, I practiced, and I'm rather fluent, and it's come in very, very handy because Spanish is the second most widely spoken language in the world. So there's lots of places that speak it, and lots of people that speak it. So it's very handy.
I don't think I've ever heard you speak Spanish. So we'll have to treat that as unchecked. But I'm sure if you say
todo el tiempo.
Sí, está bien, gracias.
No, so when you're speaking different languages, there is a little switch between the brains sometimes. So I feel like there's only ever space in my brain for 2 to 3 languages. I've been in, like, say, India, and I speak Tora Hindi, like a little bit of the Indian language.
Okay.
And I will then, so if you asked me for a Japanese word, I couldn't tell you. You know, if you asked me or like...
Because, yeah, you successfully learnt Japanese at school, right?
Oh, no. I think, you know, we've also discussed, I could speak some phrases in Japanese. My English, Spanish, then probably Hindi, I know the next most, then ich spreche ein bisschen Deutsch.
Yeah.
Enough to get by, as you've said before, I would never go hungry. I can order food quite well. Yep. Ein Crepe mit Zucker und Limon, bitte.
Zitrone.
I always said Limon. Und ein Crepe mit Nutella, bitte.
Sehr gut. And they're both for you, I guess.
Yes. 2 crepes for me. But I always say, je ne parle pas français, which I've said quite well in French, that I don't speak French.
Parlez-vous français?
No.
Oui, un petit peu.
No. So Japanese is probably the other one. And then I just try and, I speak a little bit of Nepali as well, but it's, you know, it's because I spend quite a bit of time in these places and generally I spend time with the locals. So like the Hindi, the national language of India comes from spending time in people's homes and hearing them speak English, a combination of Hindi and English, every day. And when you're living in it, surrounded by it every single day, it would be a shame to not pick up something. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So that's why I can pass in some languages and I can definitely say thank you, hello, goodbye in quite some languages. So.
Which is some of the most important stuff you can do to prepare before a trip, I think.
Oh, yeah. I mean, even somewhere like a country like China, they're like amazed. You know, you say, ni hao, xie xie, and they're like, oh, my God, you speak Mandarin, and you're like, no, you've heard the entire repertoire. That is all. The other one I know is Pure Liang, which means beautiful.
And various. The my biggest vocabulary in other languages is probably just types of food.
Mm-hmm. So, just nailing the pronunciation so that you get what you want.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's important.
Definitely. More about food on another episode.
I think you've written down at least 500 episodes in these few episodes.
Wrapping it up, Emma, what was the last country that you visited?
The last country I visited was the last new country was Belize. The last country I was in was the United States.
Right.
But that was only flying back from Mexico. So I was in Belize, Mexico, then the States. So that was the most recent trip.
Cool.
Yeah, very exotic. And fortunately, that was, that's probably another, that could be an episode, actually. I will put that one down. That was my elopement. My husband and I eloped to Mexico and then had our little honeymoon in Belize. And that was very good timing because it was right before the global pandemic really hit the fan. And now we can't go anywhere.
And you're stuck with each other forever.
Yeah, it's really a good crash course in marriage, you know, just be in a house together all day, every day. Love
you. Okay, cool. Well, actually, I was lying. I do have one more question.
I was going to say, I thought you put one to the end.
Yeah, I did. And thank you for everyone shouting at their radios.
Their podcasts don't operate on a radio. Well, if you play it through the car.
Emma, so one final question. The real final question this time. If you could go to any country in the world, where would you go?
Oh, it's very hard because
Maybe not a country, it could be a place.
Yeah.
You don't have to.
Yeah, it's challenging because I want to visit every country and I plan to visit every country, certainly every UN recognized country. But probably annoyingly, the one I want to visit isn't UN recognized, and that's Antarctica. Oh. It's not counted as a country, but I really super don't want to go. I super duper want to go there, and I said maybe that would be like my last tick off the list type thing. But certainly sort of penciled it in as maybe that's my 40th trip. So when I turn 40, my big trip will be to go to Antarctica. So it's a few years off, yeah, but it's something to be excited about and look forward to. And it's not gonna lie, it's quite an expensive trip, so probably need to wait 7 and a bit years till I can go.
You could buy a long-range helicopter and fly there yourself.
Yeah, just a few steps in that little plan.
Well, the biggest one is probably buying a helicopter.
I think the flying bit's probably where my angst comes in.
Okay, join us next week for more helicopter-related stories.
I don't think you should be in charge of the outro. I'm going to take that right back. No, thank you for the interview. I hope that you've all got to know.
Thank you, Emma. Let me thank you. Actually, let me thank you. Cut. So, okay, Emma, thank you for that insight into your brain. I'm looking forward to hearing more answers to questions.
Did you learn something?
I'm learning every day.
About me specifically.
I knew you spoke Spanish, but I guess I had forgotten. Also, Antarctica seems very cold, but probably pretty exciting nonetheless.
It's very factual. It is cold.
Yeah. What else? No, I think most of the other stuff I knew.
There you go. Just for the listeners then.
Just for the listeners. It's all for the listeners.
Well, I'm excited to see where this takes us because I don't think really have a plan.
What are you talking about? If you have any tips for plans, please send us an email.
to plans@lovelytravels.com.
That's right.
Pretty sure that we're going to funnel into the one email. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah. We're just heaps of aliases.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Emma, and I'll see you soon.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Wait, are we hanging up? I don't know how this works.
I never know.